Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. How is everybody doing? Good, good. I just want to encourage you on this morning to get it in your mindset that you are stronger than what you think. My friend, you may think that you are on your last leg and you are ready to give up, but I speak life into your situation and want you to know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has your back. He cares about you. And with the help of his dear son, Jesus Christ, you are stronger than what you think. Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. This simply means that with Jesus, you have the power to change your situation just by meditating on Philippians 4 and 13. You have to say it out loud every day. You see, with the word of God, you can defeat any circumstance that appears to hold you back. Romans 8 and 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You, my friend, are a conqueror and a champion through Christ alone. You are stronger than what you think. So it's okay to cry. Know that when you are weak, he is strong. So get excited, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And with God, all things are possible if you believe. Remember that you and God alone are a majority, and with the help of the entire Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the angels of heaven at your side, well, you are stronger than what you think. So be courageous as a lion and never back down. You are stronger than what you think. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a great day and be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.